Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for just about everybody, everybody who might be interested. Everybody, listen, you're listening to an important show. You're listening to a show that is about nurturing you, about feeding your soul, getting you what you need. Okay, so please tune in. And I am host, co-host, actually, Talk Dude, and on the other side of this, this is co-host, comedian, actually host, comedian, Organic OK.
Yes, comedian, Organic OK.
And you are listening to Organic Pimpin' through the ingredients to embody my soul. 701 here, 701 here. Listen, good people, don't just listen, talk. Get in. Let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Okay, now Organic, tell us, you know, from your standpoint, tell us what you think. What do you think that basically people need to know to help nurture their souls, feed, push their souls where they need to be, you know, pump that?
Listen to this. You might not think organic pimping through the ingredients embodies my soul is clear to you. Let me ask you this, Talk Dude. When somebody that is contaminated talking to you, think about your life capacity. Think about people that don't understand you. Think about your life capacity. People that's truly been cross-contaminated and understand you. Well, those are people that did the most for you, or those are people that figure out ways to undermine you. Think about it.
I don't know, man. You've stumped me. I'm perplexed. My head is spinning 360 degrees all the way around right now.
And once your head gets done spinning, I want you to focus on the point I'm asking you. Think about it in your life. When you're truly thinking about your ideas, isn't it always somebody trying to clip your wings to make you see things that you're not necessarily seeing in a way that conveniently gives them an advantage?
Yeah, there's always somebody who's trying to jump all over you, who's trying to basically.
Okay. What I'm asking you, sir, is you're generalizing so small, whereas you being a comedian and being a public type of entity, you're undermining that life, so it gives no life. If you kill a life, that life is not there no more, just a shell. When they say ashes to ashes, dust to dust, that's not a guess. That is the actual what is you normally seeing. You're seeing dirt and dust when people mostly, when they digging up, is dirt, right? Dust
yeah.
is cremation, right?
Right.
So you're trying to narrow it down, water what I'm saying down, in a way it's kind of like you're undermining what I'm asking you. If you're dealing with opposition in your life, you deal with so many oppositions. And if I truly was the opposition in your life, then I'm telling you, you wouldn't have this opportunity. So when you do this, you're undermining me, helping you, and helping my point.
Well, I want to do that. I mean, what I really want to do
That's my point. That's how important it is when you're helping something, clearing the problem. That people don't understand. The people, listen to this. I'm going to get on something so some people could understand where they're at, right? But
right.
What I'm telling them is it's so many great people that when they're trying to present their message of helping you, it's people there sabotaging and cross-contaminating that actual message. If you see people that's disabled and not disabled trying to do something because people don't see how important that is, they just take it for being something simple. So what happens is the people that's always managing this change to make sure they'll get through, it looks simple because they're doing so much work to make this system stay that way for those who are trying to change the actual layout for those that are a bigger majority that are not being spoke up for. And what happens, you go back and to that moment when you're thinking you're excited, your freedom in most cases have been already compromised with cross-contamination. It don't take a lot. Think about this. If you had a big pot of food and you went into the toilet, didn't wash your hand, and you start putting your hand in the pot, guess what happened?
I don't need to guess what happened, but I know what happens there.
We're talking to the people. We're not talking to you. I'm talking to the people. So they need to understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
Even those that can read and understand common sense. Common sense is not common to all people. So what I'm saying is once that person touched something, that pie is contaminated. See, it don't take a lot to contaminate something. So for those that are trying to understand, like you see people that truly don't understand about freedom and then they get freedom in their life, it happens so quite quickly. See what I said? I said so quite quickly. What is I'm talking about? So I had to laugh my own self. This is how I said it, man. That was something. So the point I'm getting at is if this is what it is, where people are consistently doing things to not allow you to be comfortable in being successful, why do you think so many people are not successful? Because there's always something that's always micromanaging you being successful. It's not for you to do this. If you're making chocolate chip cookies, right?
Yeah.
Imagine somebody takes the chocolate chip. What is it going to taste like?
Somebody else makes a chocolate chip, it's going to taste like
cookies without chocolate chip. But it's only missing the chocolate chip. What's the problem? It's still cookies. And the next person takes. What next person takes?
What do they take?
They take the sweetness out of it. It's only sweetness. You see, it's part of the take, and guess what you have?
It's not going to taste like it should. The elements have been taken out of it.
Okay, think about your life. If everybody compromised everything you say, none you say will have any value. You're not frustrated because what you're saying is not right. You're frustrated because they're taking the truth away.
Yes.
And listen, everybody, I had this experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you all this, right?
Okay.
This is happening. I have a telephone number that is set up for, you know, what we're doing as stand-up comedians, right?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody been texting me for months, right? Texting for months. And, you know, because we are in the public eye, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how. I'm like, did I meet this person? Did someone refer this person to me? So they're constantly, you know, month after month, they get in contact with me. They send me a picture of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I'm like, where did I meet this person at? I'm like, send this person, like, where did I meet you at? And today, I sent a picture over. Send a picture over. Listen to me. I sent a picture over. I said, oh, well, send a picture of your whole body. And you know what I did?
What?
This is what I did. I went on to one of our platforms that we have set up for music. It's some stuff we did. You ain't on this particular part. You're not on this particular part, right?
Yeah.
Actually, it's something. It's something you did. I'm trying to think, but it's some other parts. It's Bella Fatisi, and you're on that part where DJ Bella Fatisi is interviewing you. and he's agitated with talking to you about disabled awareness month. Remember that? He's agitated with you about that. So this particular part's not on this particular part, right? So
right.
The thing was, I knew in dealing with different types of people, right? Me dealing with myself, it's like imagine going to your dreams and you get to have your own custom dream. Right? Custom to your liking and also clear from cross-contamination of other things and other people's path. I've been customer. I've been so rewarded to see this. So now when I get this woman, and I know I could have just, follow and did what she wanted me to do. Someone I don't even know. Do this, what she told me to do. Send a picture over. Send a whole body picture over. Or where are you from? Like, in my public profile, I already said where I'm from. So, that's the thing. Like, I told her where I'm from. What city you stay in? I'm in California. What city? I'm from Richmond, California. What city you stay in? And now asking this person, what city you in? What state you in? I don't know what state, what city she's in. I travel all over the place. And I've seen so many faces. And I'm trying to remember how I know you, if I know you. And moving through, I picked one of them songs that we had. And it's a raunchy song. It's talking about, you might got a body like a cobody, but your brain, you know what I mean? So it's like, to me, always, this is one of the things I've always been using. I'll be saying like me being African, right? Partially African. And I just always call myself the Prince of Zamunda. Why? Because these are factors that how someone addressing me like I'm unquality. You trying to get me like I'm on the Chitlin circuit trying to understand it. I understand on the bigger market, the ones are really getting the most successful, I can't even get into how many levels of what truly people get, regardless how they look, how they built. They're coming in a different way. You're a person, well, I don't date a guy like that. He's ugly, he's this, he's that, and that. And this person be upset. This person end up being obsessed with the person they supposed to hate because no. When you say that, they get offended because it's more. I'm telling you, man, it's almost like when you're pulling seasoning out the cabinet. Do you take the whole bottle of seasoning, or you take a pinch or whatever you need to complement what you have?
You just take a little bit,
right? So, if we truly know a woman that can be the most whatever. Could be with any type of man. Okay, let's go over this because this is what I've been talking about. Everyone, for those, this talk dude here, his name is Comedian Talk Dude. I call him AKA Organic Talk Dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he have a show. He be on this Wednesday. Let him know what the name of your show is.
I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves.
Okay. Can you just give him a little bit of a tease of what that is besides the name?
Okay. It's about basically disabled people finding themselves. It's about basically disabled people sort of overcoming and accomplishing. They know that they are not their handicap. They don't have to stay in arrested development because of their condition. That they can really break on through, that they can overcome what's like. Oh, look at that. It's 7:15 here, 15 minutes here on the dot, here on the program, Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. All right. Once again, what do you think? What are you feeling? What's going on with you? Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
So, on that program, right? So, you know, I put a link to, you know, I was using this called Preach Happy on Reverse Nation, right?
Yeah.
That's Irreversible Nation. And I'm not mistaken, that's the name of the site. Man, it's crazy because I put this stuff up probably like 10 years ago. And I remember the one song that was on there. I sent the clip to that song. The phone number that I use is a public. That number is public. So, I mean, it's not a, you know, for most part, a private number. So I'm like, who this is? I don't think anybody pranking me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, now I'm thinking about it, I think it's not a John Doe. I think that's a real person. But me not knowing who the person is and how they're trying to, you know what I mean? Like, imagine this. Imagine you was in your own home, right?
Yeah.
And you had a surprise. Somebody said, well, I'm going to surprise somebody I know, and you the person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know who this person is, and they surprise you. And you're trying to be polite to somebody that you don't know, and it makes you go through all these hurdles that you wouldn't go through under your own circumstances, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, okay, we're going to play a game. So what I did, and I know I shouldn't have did it, probably not, but I did it, was I sent over that song clip. You know, you got to buy that Coke bottle, but your brain ain't shit. And it's stating, you know, I'm the type of person, you know, I cannot be getting candy diabetes over something that's going to amputate me in life. Look at you. You're 38, might be 39 next month. Comedian Talk Dude is going to be 39 next month.
It's a big date. It's a big thing.
Are we teenagers?
No, we are not.
Okay. Are we still adults?
We are.
Could you imagine being bullied by the same kid that bullied you when you was 3 years old? Would you imagine how would you feel? If this kid was not in the same condition, would you want to whoop his butt emotionally and physically if he tried to do it now? If you was bullied for 20 years and you seen this guy, you get the best thing. Would you beat the bricks off him?
Yeah.
Okay. Just think about this. What society trying to do to me is take me through all this opposition that's cross-contaminated and want me to live through this where my mindset is already known this is contaminated as being who I am, not who I think I might be, but who I am. I know this is not the best of the quality of quality. It's three types of circumstances and people that you come across. It is the dirty, so it used to be dirty, now it's clean, and the new. Right? Well, let me say it to y'all again, because I know I've said this once at least. It is dirty. You know, all thing you can do is become dirty with a dirty person.
Yeah.
With a person that used to be clean, but is dirty and return right back to being clean. All thing you can be is something that's out of their actual label. And this is something that's going to trouble the dirty. It's going to trouble the used to be dirty and used to be clean. Because that person used to be clean, went from used to be clean to dirty to used to be clean. It's different. And so once you knew what you're doing in that new world is like designer clothes. When you got the right thing, it's always going to be right. As long as you stay on that side. If you wear a Britney shirt every day, is that clothes considered new or used? They consider new. So what I'm saying, when I say what I say, in normal conditions, if I was cross-contaminated, that would be the most miserable thing to bring a soul out there that's talking about, yeah, you might have got to buy like a Coke bottle. But your brain, 2 months of nothing. Oh man, when someone, a woman hear that, I'm a comedian. I'm trying to get you to understand. It's the honesty in my
an ability to tell the tale under the circumstances that not knowing you can do what's going to happen. Because not knowing you, you normally going to be over-offended, and you're going to move on. And in my case, I'm going to be left where I'm at. And what happens in this kind of situation, in my foundation of staying new, it's going to be more at my thing, isn't it? I have the actual life capacity to get what I want. I pay and come to the table, giving luxury abilities to people that don't understand I'm not limited by your perspective of what's going on. I'm not a civilian in my mind of resources of getting what you think I could have. But I'm not trying to thwart your lack of my ability to see that I have an ordinary repent for a very long time. And you made me with the cross determination of hoping and seeing the cross determination picking become something that, hey, this is not the conversation of my conversations. I'm like the vegan. Don't want to be picked together. Don't want to start the actual map. Don't even touch. This better not even be in the vicinity. When you draw me, you better draw me on another playing field. I better be holed up to not the moon and the stars. I better be holed up behind that. When you see that and you close your eyes, where the dream starts to become the greatness, I begin before that. And I'm behind that. So when you see another moment of greatness, it's reflected in what I'm trying to explain to you as I leave a little spot. That's just what I'm telling you. I want to bless your blessings because I'm a part of connecting with this organic giving on another app too. My colleague, co-host,
yeah.
Let's give him a round of applause for the excellent as he would please. The actual lost chapters and the lost commitment that's been placed in your life. Now, he's coming at this moment to say, oh, I'm not the awesome. I'm just completing something that's in your desire that you've been asking for. And here it is. And this right here is the team effort. The teamwork makes the dream work. Isn't that part of the conversation here? So, what I did today, I said what I said, and guess what? If I wouldn't have said that, I would have said this, and it did what I was told to do, followed the rest, guess what happens? Guess what happens?
What?
In their life, they've been programmed to exploit this like this is something to play around with. My pimping have not been lost. And we're not coming back around to be found. My pimping is organic and non-cross-contaminated. My ability to see and listen and the vibrational level of the vapors of my pimping, you see another oxygen flow that connects your mind. Well, the meditation of what we call yoga cannot be limited in that actual state of your thinking. So we must understand at another pimping level that reflects a little bit deeper the side of that, like almost like if you eat something that's special, you have a little bit on your fingers, and you what you do, you start licking on your fingers. Now, in your case, this dude breakdance licking his fingers. Like, if he was breakdancing in his list with a goddamn cardboard box, this dude would be the ultimate breaker. He's like breaking. He's breakdance.
The moment you mentioned licking your fingers, I knew you were going to bring it back to me. I knew you were going to bring it back to that. I knew you were going to basically level me with that remark. Because I have. Why? I don't know. Maybe I just... You're one of those guys who need to let that stuff go.
Why are you being this miserable party pooper instead of just enjoying the laughter of people that don't even know where that was? Maybe you're just enjoying it. No, you're going to make it miserable so it could be cross-contaminated as it comes back out to the air.
It's not that bad.
Right. Sure. As I was trying to portray to the audience, viewers, and listeners that may caught a little conversation, like, this is what we got to do, too. I want to appreciate all those people that have truly have connected with me. It's something because it's in the silly people that all these shows listening. It's in the silly people that actually said, I'm falling. It's the people that remind me. The organic people that you be creating. You've been paying out into this orbit. Open it up. Allow the vapors of this place of organic tipping to reach. We open your vision. We open the scope of your scope and turn around and wake up your blessings. Ha! What I tell you, one of my things is I've always seen to piss off the most beautiful women I've ever seen in the breed. We always seem to have we always seem to be the opposite side. I always know I'm talking to a beautiful woman, extremely beautiful woman, at moments. Not all moments, but at powerful moments because they always offend me by what I say. Why are they always offended by what I say? Because what I'm saying is almost the same thing that their beauty have a line, right? Mm-hmm. As they put makeup on, as they take makeup off. It's a line that's not necessarily drawn. Correct. It's a line that goes zigzag and paradigm, and sometimes it's almost, in a sense, it's drawing a line around, like, in the sense how they draw a chalk around the body. This beauty is getting drawn around, too. Okay? It's very moving. Very moving times. I've been talking for quite a bit of moments. I'd like to let my co-host wrap it up for a few moments. Do you have any final words to say to wrap this show up?
Yeah. Don't let somebody contaminate you. There's always someone looking to contaminate you. And I don't just mean the wrong woman you let into your life. See, that's the thing. There's always something that's – people are going to try and make your thing their thing. They mess up. Stop.
Okay, yeah, you hear me? You hear what I'm saying? Because I rotate. When I rotate, I come around again. You realize that?
Yeah.
Do you realize I don't just come around once? I come around again. And what's the meaning of coming around again for those that need that help? If you know that the time they need the help, that it's going to show up. Right there, like an alarm clock. What I'm telling you, what are you listening for? Right there. Right here. Is the moment that we're trying to recognize and not just appreciate. Appreciate can fall away. But coming back and holding it up. The moment where it's shorting the time. See that bell? See, I told you it came around on time. See, I tell you, things happen in magical moments. Allow you the appreciation coming your way. You must find that moment where happiness have just been reflecting inside of you, talking for you. Where jokes, not jokes no more. Comedy have been lied to by the truth of happiness. Happiness have tickled you so much, contagiously. And you have spread those things to others. And others have woke up moments. Everybody, this is Comedian Organic OK.
And this is Talk Dude. Thank you. Everyone out there, you can get all our shows. You can pick it all up there on Blog Talk Radio. You know, just look up Organic Pimpin', through the ingredients to embody my soul. Thank you. Thank you for listening to us, and good night.